Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Closing out their three-part series on building virtual machines in the new Microsoft Cloud, Blaine Barton and Tommy Patterson show us how to configure the Azure PowerShell tools, how to export and remove virtual machines, as well as discuss the cost and ROI of the various scenarios. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior technical evangelist with Microsoft here in my studio. And with me today, I have Tommy Patterson back. He's a technical evangelist out of Atlanta. How you doing, Tommy?
Doing great, Blaine. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. So you're going to be talking about part three here, deprovisioning the virtual machines and reviewing the cost analysis. Is that correct?
That's right. So in the last few parts, what we did, we configured an environment, we built a domain, we built the web and file server in the domain. Then we installed the Windows Azure PowerShell toolkit. Now, what we're going to do in this one is configure that toolkit to talk to Windows Azure for your specific account. And then what we're going to do is run some scripts so that we can deprovision virtual machines. That way, you're not going to have a cost accrue any further past today. And then after that, what we're going to do is look at the cost analysis of what's happened so far on your bill.
Right. So in order to get started with all of this, you do need to have a Windows Azure subscription. If you don't have that already and you want to go back and start with part one and start at the beginning of this little mini-series, if you will, you can go to http://aka.ms/Azure Bootcamp. So with that, let's take a look at part three, Tommy.
Sounds great.
Today we'll be deprovisioning the VMs that we created in part one and in part two, and then we're going to walk through the cost analysis. We hope you enjoy the first two parts of the series. So if we can, let's have a few minutes to make sure everybody is logged into the Azure portal, and also make sure that you have the Azure toolkit installed and loaded. So if you can, we're going to run that as administrator. We'll walk through those steps, but I just want to make sure we don't catch anyone off guard. Now, configuring the Azure PowerShell tools. Okay, so we downloaded those in the last session. We got them up installed and running. But now what we need to do is we need to make sure that we're able to grab the publish settings file. This is a file that is unique to your Azure account. So first things first, let's go ahead and go to Windows Azure PowerShell. If you're on Windows 8, just start typing PowerShell and you'll see it listed. Right click and choose Run as Administrator. The commands we need to issue, set execution policy remote sign first, of course, and then get Azure published settings file. Once we do that, you should see a pop-up window in Internet Explorer taking you to your Azure portal. If you're not already logged in, it'll ask you to log in. Go ahead and hit save on that file. So it should automatically pop up at the bottom. Go ahead and save that file and make sure you take note of where you're saving it to. Now, this is an optional piece here, but I think it's really good to do. So let's go ahead and do this piece. What this does is it incorporates the Azure PowerShell toolkit into the standard Windows PowerShell. So you're able to import the module. So the command is here, import module, and it has the path to where the module is located. And once you've run through this from your Windows PowerShell, the main Windows PowerShell on your machine, you should be able to issue commands directly to Azure based on the commandlets that are provided in the Azure toolkit. Okay, great. So we've already downloaded our publish settings file, but now what we need to do is import it. Okay, so we downloaded it from the portal. Now we're going to import it into our environment so that when we connect to Azure through the PowerShell toolkit, it will know what our account is, right? First things first, go ahead and run in the same Windows PowerShell screen, go ahead and run the import Azure published settings file and then put in the path to where your published settings file exists, and it should go through fine. The next thing you need to do is download the scripts. So I've made a quick link here to the aka.ms/Azure script, and there's two scripts in the zip file, a deprovisioning or a export and a remove script. Okay. We're going to be using those, and you'll edit those accordingly. I'll show you how to do that. All right, so let's run the Windows PowerShell ISE. from your main desktop, from the start screen, just type in PowerShell. You should see Windows, PowerShell, ISE, run as administrator. Hopefully you've got those files extracted. So you should see an export script.ps1 and a remove script.ps1. We want to open both of those. So go ahead and open both of those and then set your window to the export script first. Right? Notice the top line. So these are going to be the VM names. Now, in this particular cloud service, we didn't have multiple VMs inside of one cloud service. So the cloud service will actually be the name of the virtual machine. You can, when creating virtual machines, you can connect them to one another, and they will incorporate underneath the same cloud service name, which would be the same name as the first VM that you created. In our case, we're going to do them individually one by one because we didn't create a cloud service. So go ahead and change the name. You'll notice that you'll want to make sure that first five-digit prefix matches the name of your virtual machine, and the cloud service name should match as well. When you run this script, so at the bottom you see the export script.ps1. When it runs, you should see it stock the Azure VM and then export it. That export file is going to show up in the directory that you chose up top. One thing to note, I put mine into temp export VMs. If that directory structure doesn't exist, this will have an error. So make sure you choose an export path that does exist. Another thing to take in consideration, suppose you had two different Azure subscriptions under the same live account, the same Microsoft account. You may have to go in and set the default subscription. The command line for that is at the bottom, set -azure subscription -default subscription, and then the subscription name. And you can find that in your Azure portal when you click on Manage Subscriptions. So if you have multiples, this script may not work if it doesn't know to talk to the correct default subscription. So hopefully you get through that piece and get your export there. If you look in that path, you'll see a XML file that got generated. The next thing we want to do is run the remove script. So we'll go ahead and switch over to the remove script tab, change the names to match, and you should see the operation status succeeded. And then once the removal process is done, it will show it succeeded. What we want to do now is continue removing the other virtual machines. Now, you can do it with the scripts, or we can do it through the portal. If you go into the portal right now, you should see one VM missing, right? The one you just finished removing. Then what you're going to do is select another virtual machine, and at the very bottom, click on Delete, and then click Yes. Now, take note, this does not delete the disks. Neither does the script, and that's a good thing because you may want to use those VMs again. You could reprovision based on those VMs using a script, which we'll have a post going up on our blog soon with how to deploy from a script. But for today, go ahead and remove those virtual machines so you'll be down to zero. And this is only if you choose to not be charged any further, right? But just to keep in line with our timelines and what we're going through with the billing, I wanted to make sure everybody was in lockstep. So if you're removing your VMs, hopefully you get that done in the next few minutes. And then what we're going to do now is talk through the billing. So up in the top right corner, you'll see your login account there. Click on that and then click on View My Bill. On the right-hand menu, or once you've got this open, you'll see the very top right hand, you'll see next estimated bill or next bill estimated cost. Mine's around $58, which is about right for three virtual machines running for 10 days that are of small size. Okay, you'll also see the other pieces listed here. I had geo redundancy turned on my account, so I got a little bit of a trickle charge for that, but that's not something you would have to do. The charge is pretty minimal. But if you look down through the storage transactions, you'll see there's a triple amount of charge for that as well. If you had high I/O in the virtual machine, of course, you'd get charged. And that kind of goes with in proportion to how much your virtual machines do. You'll see the compute hours. So everything is calculated down to an A1 size VM compute hour. Once you've got all the virtual machines, even if they're large, we're going to compute them down to the A1 VM compute hours and give you a total number. And then that total number is charged out to the right. You can kind of see how that breaks out. This is how we do the billing. If you go in, you can look at your billing history as well. So up top in the middle, you'll see billing history. You can go see what things look like in the past over the past months. For this series, probably don't have anything yet, but that's where that comes into play. You can change your payment method here and look at your subscription details or cancel your subscription. This is where you would do that. Now, if you have no virtual machines running and they're not showing up in the portal anymore, there's not any charges that would be incurred, so you're safe. And then, like I said, you could always go back and reprovision from those disks if you want to pick up where you left off.
So, Tommy, you've done a great job with this mini-series, if you will, with Session 1, Part 1, Creating Virtual Machines in Active Directory, Part 2, with Web and File Services, and with Part 3, Deprovisioning the Virtual Machines, with a little bit of a cost analysis there. What would you like to close with here?
Just like to say thanks for everyone for coming out and checking us out on this online web series. Remember, we also have in-person events. You can check technetevents.com. Get signed up for those. Those will be in Atlanta and Charlotte for me in the Southeast. I think, Blaine, we have one in Tampa, and then there's several in the Northeast. So if you want to come to one of the in-person events where we walk through all of the series with some extra stuff, come on out and join us. It's all free, so get signed up.
Excellent. Good stuff. So with that, Tommy, always a pleasure having you on IT Time, TechNet Radio. And with that, it's a wrap.